joined now by our player of the game, the starting and winning pitcher, and also had a heck of a day in the batter's box, did Nolan Amundson, who's joining me now in the broadcast booth. Nolan, let's go ahead and start with your performance on the mound. 103 pitches to throw five innings, seven strikeouts, four walks, three hits, three runs. They were earned, but all in the first inning. Kind of a rocky start to the game. How did you get settled in and really find your groove from there?
I came back from the All-Star game. I was a bit tired. And after that first, as the game went on, my arm felt better. It never happened before, but we got the job done.
Yeah, so you mentioned it. You were absent for the second game yesterday and the first game today, off to play in the UP basketball All-Star game. How did that go?
That was good. Shout out Eastside, 100-384 W.
All right. So you get taking W's all over the peninsula today, huh?
Yeah. It feels good to get another win.
Oh, yeah. So then, of course, not too shabby in the batter's box for you either. 4-for-4 with four base knocks and an RBI. What was working for you in the batter's box? What were you seeing from the Wood Ducks pitchers?
There was a lot of fastballs, and then the second kid threw like a spitter. Two-strike approach was big. Choke up, just easy, nice swing. It's hitting the gaps today.
So now with you guys, despite allowing those 34 runs to your first three games, you know, that made this game a little dicey, needed the win to clinch that spot. But throughout that, you found a way to get things done despite allowing a lot of runs to cross the plate. What does that say about the resiliency and just the raw offensive power that this Golds team possesses?
Yeah, we got to clean up our defense a bit, but the bats have been hot all year. I think 9 runs might be the lowest runs we've scored in a game this year.
Well, not quite. You did score 5 in the loss earlier against Marinette, but you weren't here, so we can excuse you not knowing that. As long as you've been here, that may be the fewest you've scored. So how do you keep this momentum rolling? 3-1 in pool play. How do you carry this with you into the semifinals tomorrow as you try and repeat as Johnson Tournament champions?
We got a loud dugout. All of us guys, you know, we're from Iron Mountain Kingsford, Norway, but it's like a brotherhood in the dugout. I mean, we all know each other, and we all get along really well, so it's just been really nice on and off the field.
All right, Nolan, well, congratulations on a great game. It's been a pleasure having you on with me. So if you got anybody listening back home, shout them out.
Shout out Nico Burgoon, Adelaide McRoberts, Eastside basketball team, and my parents.
All right, Nolan, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a great game, my friend. Nolan Amundson, our player of the game, with his thoughts on the Golds' 9-3 victory.